Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There are some things you never forget, like the day you met the person who was to become your husband or wife. In the old days, I used to hear men talking about the day they got their first pair of long pants, or the moment when you walked up to the window of the nursery in the hospital and saw your firstborn child for the first time. When I was a fairly new Christian, I had an experience that I've never forgotten. It was a radio program, a dramatization of people on a train. It was their first train ride, and they were laughing and joking and having a big time. In the midst of it all, one of them turned to another passenger and asked if he knew where the train was taking them. No one knew. The laughter subsided some and was replaced by a concern, an apprehension of something mysterious. They became somber and silent. The conductor stepped into the car just as the train entered a long black tunnel and picked up some speed as it plunged down a steep grade. The conductor was the devil, Satan himself. He announced their destination, the place of outer darkness, a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The people started to scream. Some demanded to be returned to the station. Others pled for another chance, but it was too late. The program ended with screams of agony and despair. You can imagine how this affected me and stuck in my mind. Shortly after that, I came across our vital Bible verse for today. Though the way of sin may seem pleasant and inviting, yet the end is dismal. When a person has done his work, he receives his wages. The wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God. All who are the servants of sin will receive their just reward. By way of contrast, eternal life cannot be earned. It is a gift. It is the final reward of a life lived in Jesus Christ. Death is the wages of sin. It comes because it has been earned. Eternal life is a gift. It comes by the grace of God. The Bible says, "And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. Right now, if you will sincerely invite Jesus Christ into your life, admit your need, turn from your sin, and turn to the Lord, God will bestow upon you the free gift of eternal life. The Bible makes it plain: repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is turning from sin to God, and faith is placing your trust in Jesus. Sinners work their way to hell. Nobody ever worked his way to heaven. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.